The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hello and welcome. My name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us as we are officially in the fall season, which means it is okay now for you to wear your Uggs, your vests, and have things with various amounts of pumpkin in it. But not to rush the season, Mary.
No.
I got a text message last week from Johnson Farms. Now, my family is DeCastro Farms. I get this message from Johnson Farms because it's a little closer to my house.
Yeah.
It's a photo. In the photo is a single solitary quart of eggnog.
Oh.
Yes. And I could be none the happier. I immediately went, purchased it. It is sitting in my fridge. There is now a couple of smaller glasses in the freezer because I like it that cold. And so we haven't shared yet the eggnog with Little Foster Man. I am pretty sure that I'm not allowed to, per my amazing wife.
Because he'll be addicted. Now, how long does eggnog stay good for?
You know, it stays good for a while because the way it's like, it's boiled and pasteurized and all that other stuff. So I want to say the expiration date on it is like late October.
Wow.
Yeah. Eggnog holds.
Okay.
Eggnog holds its own.
Yeah, that's good.
I like to
know.
Buy it towards the end as well because I like using it to make French toast.
That sounds delicious. I'm not a huge eggnog person. Mm-hmm. I am lactose intolerant, so sure. I'll get like the lactate eggnog and it just doesn't cut it. But I won't lie, I think having eggnog flavored French toast, that sounds mouth-wateringly delicious.
Well, you mix it in and amongst the, you know, the all the other ingredients. So you have the vanilla, obviously, and you have, you know, kind of the rum flavor, I would guess, in French toast, as I'm totally a French toast connoisseur here.
Obviously.
clearly. when you make French toast, though, Mary,
yes.
Is it standard bread or do you go for the thick-cut bread that you can on occasionally find at the various stores?
I really don't make regular French toast. I'll make a French toast casserole because that's when I will kind of like chop things up and I use end bits of all sorts of breads. And then I let it soak overnight, make the magic happen. But I'm not going to lie, when I've tried to make French toast, they're too soggy and I can't handle it. So I'm more of a waffle girl.
Okay. No, Susan's the same way. I handle the French toast making in our house, but it's... It's all about the temperature of the griddle.
Oh, okay.
Because it's got to slow cook through. You can't burn it and sear it. So anyway, more information coming up in the coming weeks and months on how to make the perfect French toast.
There you go.
But we found this bread when we went traveling recently. It's like this kind of like country style loaf or whatever. And Susan has found it up here. I'll have to take a picture.
Yeah, you will.
Next time I find it. But we're big fans of that now. So
awesome.
Anyway, that's
we'll do cooking with Ben.
From pumpkin spice. Actually, but I can tie it back to pumpkin. When I worked on the Bay Queen,
yeah.
Especially in the later summer into the fall, we had brunch cruises every Saturday, ooh, Sunday, and Tuesday. And the brunch included French toast. Well, Harry Young, who has since passed, who is the founder of Young's Catering, he would include cans of that pumpkin pie mix.
Yeah.
Into the batter for the French toast.
Okay.
And it gave it that flavor.
That sounds amazing.
There you go. So you know, rest in peace, Harry Young. He was a great guy. And shout out to the amazing Young family. But what is your fall breakfast go-to, folks? If you're listening right now, post it up on our Facebook or send us a message or just pop a photo and hashtag Wicked Roadie
so we see it.
But you know, I think the fall the May breakfast gets a lot of shout out, but I think the fall breakfasts are just as, you know, because that's when you get the cinnamon buns.
Yes,
and you get
all the apples. Yeah. I mean, I can do some pumpkin, but I'm more of an apple girl myself.
Sure.
Like I'm cutting up apples and throwing it in everything. My go-to right now is apples in my oatmeal.
Oh, okay.
That's like a very healthy breakfast.
Sure.
So that's what my kids have been getting. Apples in their oatmeal. And it tastes like apple pie. It's so good.
All right. Very good. Well, folks, we want to hear what yours is. So please let us know. know. We would love to hear that feedback from you. Also, if you tune in while you're on the road, working, getting errands done, maybe you're making breakfast.
Maybe they're eating.
Absolutely.
Obviously, we're hungry.
Just take a photo. That's all we got to do, folks. If you hear something that piques your interest, you can find all the links and info on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com. All right, Mary.
Yes.
What do you have for us in Wicked Interesting?
It's just like a little Rhode Islander PSA that water fire is going on this weekend.
Still.
You know, and this is when it's our time. For those of you who've watched The Goonies, it's our time. It's our time down here.
I was just thinking that.
This is our moment to shine. The tourists are gone. Good riddance. Get out of here. Stop taking up our parking spots. But water fire is going to be going on. And this is when it really starts to be fun because you get the chill in the air. The fires get lit a little earlier, so if you're someone like me who falls asleep a little early, don't worry, you can still see water fire. And that's going on this weekend.
So it's funny because you said about the tourist, and I always hearken it back to a Family Guy episode where leafers! It's the leafers that are coming into town now
from New York.
They want to look at the leaves we have here. Hey, another cool thing, and I popped it into the Wicked Interesting because you know it's actually going on throughout the fall, and this is a great way to enjoy. You know how it's three season weather. I think we talked about that last week. When we wake up, it's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. It's colder. Daytime, it's hot. Nighttime, it's mild. If you're in the daytime and you're in downtown Providence, they have this new thing called corporate kayaking, and it's presented by Providence Kayak. So you can go at 10 o'clock or different times throughout the day. It starts at 10, I should say.
Okay.
And they can accommodate up to 16 paddlers at the same time for a unique and exciting team-building experience. You can explore the Providence and Nantasket Rivers on your own. You can book a guide. It could be a cool thing where you just go for an hour just for a workout midday.
Yes.
Or skip lunch and go do that instead, or have a quick lunch or whatever. But now's the time as well because there are trees up and down the river.
Mm-hmm.
You get to see the colors change. And I think there's just that fall-esque feel to it. So,
yeah.
So check that out. On the same river where you watch the water fire,
you can kayak it.
But please do not attempt to light your own water fire. Don't bring your own wood and try to do it during the day. They will frown upon that.
And you probably want to bring a change of clothes if you're coming from your corporate office.
Yeah, I wouldn't suggest that. You know,
you
come back all kind of sweaty and just a mess. So
yeah.
That is our Wicked Interesting pick of the week, ladies and gentlemen. And now it's time for the Wicked Fun in the 401.
Ben, do you like donuts?
Duh. Does the Pope take a dump in the woods? Of course.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry.
Poor Pope. Oh, my goodness. There's no even woods
Pope,
even near the Vatican.
Oh, Pope.
Where'd you go? Come back here. Well, believe it or not, going on this weekend is the Downtown Donut Festival. It's taking place Sunday from 11 till 3, like perfect donut eating time, if I do say so myself. There are going to be over 15 of the best donut shops, eateries, bakeries, coffee shops, you name it. If they make donuts and they're good at it, they're going to be here at the Graduate Providence for their inaugural Downtown Donut Festival. So if you have a sweet tooth, if you like to even decorate your own donut and just sample donuts from all these amazing places, you can do it. The tickets to the event are $10, and they do need to be pre-purchased. So we're really kind of giving you guys this heads up because you will want to purchase it. Just because they want to make sure they can fit everybody. But I mean, there are just so, you guys know, I mean, Rhode Island does donuts. Like we're obviously already run by Dunkin', but
yes.
In addition to Dunkin', we've got a lot of places that are really artsy with their donuts. They take their batter and their dough very seriously, and there's a science to it, and they get all funky with it. So if you want to go, and as I said, you can even decorate your own, that's happening at Graduate Providence, which I've never been there. Have you been there?
The Graduate Hotel?
It's
formerly known as the Biltmore.
Oh, okay. Now this makes sense to me.
There you go.
I'm like, it's on Dorrance. Why don't I know about this place?
What did I miss? When did they put up a hotel there?
When did it get switched?
I didn't even see the cranes in the sky.
When did they change the name?
last year. Yeah, last year. Well, that was the whole thing because they recently they had pictures of like Buddy Cianci in almost every room, and like, oh, we can't have that. That's kind of creepy. So they sold them. Sold a bunch of the photos of the former mayor, and yeah. So it's graduate.
But they keep the name Biltmore up top because it's an icon.
That, and I'm sure it's very expensive to remove it. But they've built like this little mezzanine, like this little patio thing, like where you can have events. Ooh. Right above, like where the triangle is, like where the glass elevator goes up. Yeah. So that's a pretty cool.
Maybe that's why you'll eat the donuts.
There you go. Every time I hear it, though, I think of the Three Doors, not Three Doors Down, Third Eye Blind. Can I graduate? Can I get my braces off the street? No. Big Bang Science Fair happening in the downtown area on Saturday, September 28th. This, of course, leads into the Waterfire area. Mm-hmm. Waterfire Providence is actually the host of this, but this event will be celebrating the intersections between science and the arts. Well, you take some of the sciences that we're studying down there, Brown University, all the colleges, the arts that we have with RISD and the amazing stuff obviously at Waterfire. And it's going to be an exciting day for kids and adults of all ages. It's free.
Awesome.
Hands-on activities, and you can discover the science that happens in our daily lives. So it's just, there's, oh, by the way, if you are a fan of Big Bang Theory, because I see what they've done here, they're very crafty about this.
They are.
They are bringing a tunnel that is used in the Large Hadron Collider. Now, if you're a fan of the Big Bang Theory with Sheldon and Leonard Hofstadter and, you know, Penny and all those other people, you will know that the Large Hadron Collider is some very important science thing.
Mm. I have not yet delved into the show yet. It is on my bucket list.
Are you serious?
I know. It sounds like it was meant to be for me.
It meant to be for you. The theme song is written by the Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh my gosh, and I love it.
Come on.
It's on my list. It's on my list because for those of you who don't know,
you would watch that.
I know. In addition to podcasting about Rhode Island events, my husband and I podcast about TV shows. So we have like a very strict television watching schedule.
Well, you got like 20 different podcasts for all these different shows, so I can understand why you wouldn't have time.
And speaking about science, I'm going to just take a little detour right now. I met radio host Maddie, who does the Oak Island Mystery Show on History Channel. Have you heard of this?
No, I have not.
Oh my gosh, guys.
It's like Mystery Science 3000.
It is like National Treasure in real life. There's this little island off of Nova Scotia that there's like treasure supposedly buried there. And people for years now have been digging it up. And these two brothers have been doing it. History Channel, check it up. It's the mystery of Oak Island. But the narrator is from Rhode Island. And I met him recently when we went on the road show. And I was asking what he was doing. He's telling me all about this and just all the different science that they're using to get through all the muck and see what's below the ground. So if you're nerdy like me, that's the show that I am currently binging in my spare time. But next it needs to be the Big Bang Theory. Oh, yes!
Built the pyramids, math, science, history, battled in the mysteries, and all
dancing.
Started with a Big Bang Bang! All right, enough of the musical interlude, folks, and I'm sorry that didn't come in professionally from our executive producer, Blake. My apologies. Totally going one socket radio over here. All right.
I love it.
So that's the Big Bang Science Fair Providence 2019. And more disturbing, ladies and gentlemen, Mary hasn't watched Big Bang Theory.
I know. On my
come
list,
on,
I promise.
That's
maybe
right.
If we have a snowy winter,
like
I'll be able to watch it.
It's like you have two kids or something.
What am I doing? Well, listen, if you want to get into the autumnal spirit, talking about all the pumpkins and apples that we've got going on, mm-hmm. There's a fall pumpkin paint and sip happening at Smug Brewing Company in Pawtucket. This is going to be Friday from 6:30 to 8:30. And what you're able to do is actually paint like this bottle, this nice glass bottle, to create your own pumpkin lantern project. You can bring food to it if you like, but no outside beverages because obviously it's happening at a brewery. Mm-hmm. So they want you to be able to drink the things going on there. But it's a really great event. A different kind of take on the paint night. You can actually take home this lantern and, use it to decorate your house. So if you have already a lot of paintings hanging up and you want to switch things up, check that out. It's the Fall Pumpkin Paint and Sip at Smug Brewing Company in Pawtucket.
All right, our last event in the Wicked Fun of the 401. It's Jacked Up and Keeping It Country, hosted by The Trap over there in East Greenwich, Old Forge Road.
Yeah.
Jeep owners Do you have a swagged out modified Jeep that you want to show off? I have a Jeep, but it is not swagged out. It has 240,000 miles on it, but I might head over there just to check
That's
it out
OG.
Because you can, yeah, exactly. It's you can mix and mingle with the motorheads that are down there at the trap. Jeeps are fun because you can do so many different things to it. They will have games, music, prizes. They'll have Cat Country 98.1 there. They'll have live music from Townline, an appearance by Yingling and Fireball. It's going to be really cool. Now, if you happen to have a young child in your life, like I have little foster man, who is all excited about Jeeps, all excited about the Jeeps, just loves hopping in my Jeep and just standing and jumping all over it, because that's what you do.
Yeah.
This is something to check out. This is going to be happening on Sunday, starting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the 29th, over there at the Trap, Old Forge Road in East Greenwich, Rhode Island. Jacked up, keeping it country. Mary.
Yes.
It is the time.
It is the time for
festivals abound. And if you're not listening to an Oompa band and eating all sorts of bratwurst
and
this worst and that worst, the worst of the worsts, or the best of the worsts, I should say. That's the joke. The Confrida's Fall Festival and Touch a Tractor event is happening this weekend. Saturday and Sunday, both days starting at 10 o'clock in the morning.
I was going to say, those farmers wake up early.
Well,
man.
You know, I mean, they gotta make some hay, you know, so this is, they don't mess around. There will be a giant slide, the Bessie Bouncer, train rides, fun park, tractor-drawn hay rides, pick your own pumpkins, pick your own sunflowers, and of course, their famous corn maze
with
2 miles of pass. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to go to this event, this is a good time to bring the Fitbit.
Oh, yes. Make all your friends jealous as you are able to rack up the steps.
You want to have an even better time? Put the Fitbit on a child and say, okay, keep running. Oh, yeah. You get like double the steps because as you casually walk through, you know, people can, you know, they could just double and triple and over.
Yeah. But
they'll have the animal barnyard there featuring goats, pigs, cows, turkeys, all included with child's admission. Confrida Farms, you know where they are. They're up there on Hope, Rhode Island. Hope.
Yeah.
Rhode Island.
Isn't that awesome?
It's a
pretty cool name.
Well, you know, it's kind of the state motto.
Yeah.
Hope was so small, we needed 4 letters. That's it. Sorry, we are not the Wheel of Fortune dream everybody thought we would be. But they'll have special guest appearances by some characters as well. And look, they'll have their food festival with 4 different food stands. So, again.
Just perfectly got autumnal.
This is going to be the weekend to do it. It is the Confrida's Fall Festival and Touch a Tractor Weekend up there at Confrida Farms.
You know, it's funny, being a lifelong Rhode Islander, you hear about the United Way of Rhode Island frequently, just everywhere, but I didn't really know what they did.
Well, my dad, when he worked at Raytheon many years ago, he would get a pin to put on his badge because he gave, like, you know, a couple bucks out of his paycheck to the United Way. It was like the little hand that was with the little star thing. And again, I was a child. I mean, I was under 10 years old, so I'm like, oh, yeah, that's cool, yeah, whatever. Now, we're working with them.
Now, yeah. Rick and Rudy, we're here to help you, your family, your friends, be able to volunteer in different ways in and around Rhode Island. And what's really cool about United Way is there's so many activities to be able to volunteer in that something might spark your fancy.
Yeah, and they bring you a lot of great opportunities. They bring it to us to share with you, like the Dare to Dream Ranch in Foster. I recently went out there, did a carpooling with them, but they are looking for a volunteer development director. It's a ranch that offers alternative therapy programs for service members, veterans, and their families. They need a development director to help plan events, solicit merchandise, and apply for grants. So if you're 20 and older, contact Karen, and she runs the ranch out there. It is simply an amazing place. It is out there. I will tell you this. It's in Foster. It is out there. But it's perfect if you for those who are, you know, veterans dealing with PTSD or any of those kind of things. It's functional therapy. It's working therapy. It's pretty impressive. So they need a volunteer development director. go check that out. Where do you have?
The complete opposite area of the state, Bristol, Blythewald Mansion, gardens, and an arboretum. Hopefully I said that right.
I think I did.
They're looking for volunteer museum docents. Another hard word for me, but we got it. So they're basically looking for museum volunteers to greet the visitors as they enter, maybe provide them with information about the Van Winkle McKee family, the house, the gardens. It's absolutely stunning, guys, and they need people there over the holiday season. So November 24th through December 31st, not going to lie, it's beautifully decorated for the holidays at that time. So if you're 16 and older and this piques your interest, check it on out.
Awesome. If you want to learn more about the United Way Rhode Island, or if you're in need of assistance, visit their website or simply dial 211 and get connected to the help that you need. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as we said at the beginning of the show, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
I want to know what you eat for breakfast, guys. No joke, Ben and I take our breakfast very seriously, in case you can't
tell. I eat it 3 or 4 times throughout the night, just in practice and preparation, usually midnight, 2 a.m., 4 a.m., just in preparation for the 6:30 one.
I love it. Well, if you want to share with us what you're eating for breakfast, use that hashtag WickedRoadie, and we'll be sure to keep our eyes on it on Facebook and Instagram.
If you're looking to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, you can email us, wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com, or reach out to us on Facebook. Mary, you remember a few weeks back or a month or two back, we went and hung out with our friends over at Float?
Yes, I do.
Well, we did it again recently, ladies and gentlemen, and we have video evidence of it, which we'll be putting together, so be on the lookout for that. And if you want to get involved, do some sponsorship, do some various ways to get your message out there, give us a shout.
That's right. Well, until next time, I'm Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next Thursday.